no injuries reported in apartment fire. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Firefighters were able to quickly extinguish a blaze Thursday night at an apartment complex. New Philadelphia units responded to 1207 Kelly Street Northwest around 8:10 p.m. Fire Chief Jim Parrish says the initial call was for smoke in the basement of a three-unit apartment complex.
We had a fire in the basement of the end unit, which extended into the wall of the middle unit. It extended into the first floor apartment. There's actually three basements. Each apartment had its own basement and second floor.
No one at the complex was injured. However, all were displaced due to fire and smoke damage. Parrish adds that the origin of the blaze was at an electrical panel. Firefighters from Dover and Yorksville were on scene, along with Smith Ambulance. Parrish reminds residents to have smoke detectors and to change the batteries at least twice a year. The second phase of community meetings are set for community members to have a voice in what the next generation in education will look like for the New Philadelphia School District. Superintendent David Brand said this next phase will offer feedback from the first set of meetings and give residents insight from the data collected.
So it'll begin looking at some of the financial options and implications of working with the state program, as well as some operational implications of potential changes, and answering the main questions that we heard from the first round.
Locked in with the Ohio Facilities Commission, willing to pay 55% for remodels, additions, and or new buildings, New Philadelphia is looking at options as to what can be done to better the current educational buildings. The first of three meetings will take place at the Administration Building on Front Street on February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Additional meetings are February 26th and March 4th at 7 o'clock. According to a statistics report released by the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office, the number of new felony cases in the county jumped 49% from 2017 to last year. Drug possession was one of the biggest culprits for the spike, nearly tripling in 2018. County Prosecutor Ryan Steyer says there's no simple answer to the increase in cases, but did note two major factors.
I think a large part of it is increased detection by law enforcement and just more drug use that we've seen. Last year, we saw a lot more crystal meth than we've seen in years past.
The increase in felony cases has put a bit of a strain on the prosecutor's office at times, although Steyer notes one employee has been moved up to full-time from part-time thanks to a grant. While he added it's impossible to gauge how this year will go based off 1 year of spiked data, Steyer said his office has plenty of cases already.
I hate to predict too far into the future based on just 1 year's data. We hope that it's just a temporary spike and that we go back down to the old normal.
Around 98% of all trials last year were resolved before the trial, mostly due to a change of plea and the accused being found guilty. In your state news, Ohio authorities charged a man Thursday with aggravated murder and the 1992 slaying of a woman at a truck stop, one of four such killings they say he is linked to through DNA evidence. Samuel Legg III was extradited from Arizona to face charges in the sexual assault of a 17-year-old girl. He pleaded not guilty to two counts of rape in that case Thursday. Legg's court-appointed attorney declined to comment after the hearing. It's unclear if Legg has an attorney yet for the murder charges. In sports news, Ohio State lost in Columbus last night 63-56 to Illinois, giving the Fighting Illini their first road win of the season. Kent State thumped Western Michigan 82-63. Tonight in the MAC, Toledo welcomes number 25 Buffalo at 7 o'clock. The NBA's biggest stars will be on display this Sunday night with the NBA All-Star Game from Charlotte, North Carolina. The Big Z Sports Show can be heard tonight right here on 99.9 from 6 to 8 and online at WTUZ.com. Tomorrow night from Claymont High School, Big Z Sports will broadcast the final two games of the boys' IVC Showcase. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock. And on the ice, the Columbus Blue Jackets were shut out by the New York Islanders 3-0 last night in Columbus. Pittsburgh and Columbus have the evening off tonight. Your news this morning is brought to you by the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Jenaton Hutton, Shunrun, and the South Side in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next. To stay up to date with local news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.